Hello, my dear. This is special meeting for you, special design that you could experience the greatest moment in your life. As today we are in this Global Peace Forum for United People Organization to finish Ultima Global Peace by 2027, with today's topic in global prey chain as a part. Attract God's success in your life, in your family, community, country, the world. You know, the scientists find out that till now, people could use just 5% of their potential, and another 95 is coming from God. Therefore, was so difficult in the all this history to break through all of these barriers. But now, as we're living in Messiah's incoming time, the Messiah opened the era of direct presence of God. So everyone, all of his children could rejoice this. So let's rejoice together. Let's attract success to our family, community, country, the world. There were so many miracles around during our meetings. So please subscribe the channel. Share this message to billions. More about us is below the video. And join us volunteering, join us sharing this great news and also a donation. And let's go the powerful music, powerful quotes, words of God, and the actual meeting. Enjoy, sing along. Okay, powerful music. Thank you, Los Angeles family. Let's go with the power quote powerful quotes, words of God from the Messiah's second coming. Okay, let me just technically adjust a bit. Okay, here we are. We are reading quotes from the Messiah's coming, words of God about philosophy of peace. So let's see what God think about peace nowadays. We are living in the time of the Pacific realm cultural sphere. History moved from the river culture through the Mediterranean culture sphere to in the Atlantic cultural sphere. We now are entering the Pacific realm cultural sphere, and the time is coming when we can leap into the unlimited cultural sphere of outer space. How this will link together is a question for the world's strategists to explore, but they will not be able to find an answer. When I have gathered the prominent strategists in numerous international conferences, they have concluded that my teaching is the only hope for this age. Amen. This was powerful quotes for today. Let's go with our global prayer chain and invite Grace to say a powerful prayer for peace. Grace, happy welcome. Heavenly Africa, Uganda. Can you pray now? Okay.
Yes, please. Good
Short
evening.
Prayer.
Can you hear me?
Short prayer. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Parent and beloved parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. Good evening. Thank you so much for a wonderful day that you have given to us. And we are so grateful that we have gathered here together as brothers and sisters to share your word. The word that can help us to reach perfection, the word that has enabled us to understand and welcome the Messiah, the word that is going to build our faith strongly, Heavenly Father. We pray that this word can continue leading us, can continue guiding us, can continue opening our hearts to become one with you and our true parents, so that Heavenly Parent, through our true parents, we can be able to contribute to the building of the peaceful world. Thank you so much, King of Kings. Bless everyone on this platform. And I thank you and report this in the name of most precious two parents. Adieu. Thank you.
Adieu, adieu. Amen, amen. Thank you very much. Very powerful prayer. Let's invite Selina. Selina, can you pray from Heavenly USA?
Yes, yes. Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, we lift our souls in humble adoration and praise to you. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from you. So as we ask you for success today, your words, promises, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Proverbs 16:3. We seek your blessing for success in all that we do in our endeavors. Help us to excel in our work, studies, relationship, and every area of our lives. Grant us favor with others and open doors of opportunity. Guide us towards success and bless the work of our hands. We thank you, Father, for answered prayer. In Jesus' matchless name, I have prayed. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so very much, Selina. So powerful prayer. This is the most greatest driving force of our meetings. Let's ask God. Ask God concretely for concrete situation where we are. To fix something, to help us with something. If the God need, if you need finance to lead God providence and all other things, to heal some concrete people, let's pray for these concrete actions. God is a mathematician. He knows everything, how many hairs we have and how many, what is our past and future. So it's great. Thank you very much, Selina. Thank you very much, Grace, for great, powerful prayer from with the grasshoppers and Mother Nature from Uganda. Okay, let's try to invite Our brother Iglis. Iglis, can you pray? Yeah, the signal is very serious. Okay, Iglis, maybe next time. Okay, let's invite Irina. Irina, can you pray now? Irina, happy welcome. Heavenly Uganda.
Thank you. Let us pray. Good evening, our most precious Heavenly parents, our God. Good evening, our beloved true parents of heaven and earth and all humankind. Good evening, our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Messiah. Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for the things that you have made us do, which are pleasing to your eyes. And we are so grateful, returning the glory and honor to you. For those that we didn't do well, Heavenly parents, please forgive us. And we pray that you do not look at our sins and our shortcomings, but always look at the good side that we have done, even if it's very little. Heavenly parents, we are praying for peace. And we pray that, Father, you guide us to achieve peace on earth as quickly as possible. And we are so proud to call you our Father, because you are indeed our parent, and you are indeed guiding us. And we shall do everything possible in our effort and energy to make sure that we please you by creating peace and doing only good things. Heavenly parents, I also pray for all the brothers and sisters on the forum. And I also pray for all those countries that are fighting for peace and which are really working hard to bring peace on earth by the year 2027. Thank you, Heavenly parents. We love you indeed, and we are so proud to know that you recognize us as your children, even though we are not worthy of it. Thank you so much for today, and I pray, reporting as an outange of the Blessed Central Family, adieu, adieu, adieu. Amen, amen, amen.
Adieu, amen. Thank you very much, Irina. So powerful prayer. We can hear also you grandchildren also pray together with you. Thank you. Okay, please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you live here again. We are meeting in this forum for 946 meeting a row. Every day you gather us together across the globe, and even there was a testimony that billions of spirits are coming here together with us to pray, to really pray for all our brothers and sisters, for all 8 billion plus people on the earth, for all humankind that are suffering right now. We see even those with the big political power and financial and all others, they are suffering in this global strike, as we see in the news. All of them are suffering because there is only one salvation is coming from God, from Heavenly Parent, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother. Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us as we pray for brothers and sisters. You ask us in the Bible to pray for the sick, and we pray for all of them, to heal all of them. Heavenly Parent, I really came here to thank you very much that you send your representative of humanity here. And I pray for Amos in Gabon, for his family, for Yeglis, Grace and Irina in Uganda, all of them in Heavenly Africa, and also Selina in USA. And I'm with Jan in Europe, dear Heavenly Parent. Please lead us with all your power, that we could overcome all of these difficulties. Dear Heavenly Parent, let really, as in last days, is prophesied in the Bible that the heaven will open. Let it open with the heavenly kingdom, with real substantial blessing. We are living in Messiah's incoming time, and all the blessing you already sent, just we supposed to open our eyes, our mind, our heart, and receive them as we are living in this greatest time that Messiah opened, era of direct presence of God, and the heavenly kingdom is done, dear Heavenly Parent. Already the 12th year Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us. Lead us to unite in all these great substantial changes that is going in the world. Heavenly Parent, now is so important time, and we want to unite together with you and understand you. Please give us this wisdom that we could see this heavenly fortune and heavenly success that is shining on the world right now. Is shining so much that is just washing away all of these sins, all of these struggles, all of these difficulties is shining step by step. Dear Heavenly Parent, as our sisters was praying, I really pray with join with them together that please help we as a representative of humanity that join us, help us and protect us as we invest all our heart for the world. And we see that we, all humankind, are like 8 billion cells of one big human body, and there is a wound in Eastern Europe and Middle East, dear Heavenly Parent, and all other 30 hotspots on the planet is really like cancer, dear Heavenly Parent. We ask you to healing, for healing, to heal this war cancer. Really, all of these brothers who are fighting with no any reason, substantial reason to fight. It's just an attack of the spiritual world. So let them liberate from these evil spirits that attack in their mind, dear Heavenly Parent. We know that this is so powerful that even in the love couple, the evil spirits attack to divorce and between countries, the evil spirits attack to fight at the borders. And this is just till now, we human beings was thinking that this is our ideas, but this spiritualist warned us up to 95% of our thoughts ask tips from spiritual world, from good spirits or evil spirits, and we could do good. Could do goodness, and we see that externally the world is prepared for heavenly kingdom. Just everything is there: technology, transportation, medicine, just everything. Remain just one simple thing that every human being will raise the flag of peace, will unite mind and body, and through love of God. And shine this love in their family, community, country, the world. Dear Heavenly Parent, help us to shine, really shine. As we see in the Bible, there was the sixth day and the seventh day God supposed to rest, but was impossible because human beings fell and they ran out of the garden. But finally now, the seventh day already arise the sun and shine from the east. And let it shine and purify the earth. Dear Heavenly Parent, I came with all my brothers and sisters together globally. Please help us and protect us. And let this message go to the billions. Let this global prayer chain invite from simple people to presidents, to all billion people to receive liberation and relief. I bring this short report, Heavenly Parent, you, son Nikolai, here my brothers and sisters, here all humanity, here the Messiah is coming, and we feel this culture of true love, and we invested true love in our family, community, God, the world. Let it shine and let it bring real substantial results, restoring all things, substantial money and substantial people. Please receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nikolai Kerpala, Saint Plus family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. So great to see everyone, to hear everyone, to feel this substantial culture. Please come tomorrow with not alone, but you, friends,